This is Jerry Bingham, host of Hush Loudly on WGN Plus.
Listening is not something that snatches the headlines, right? Of the four communication modalities, the speaking, the reading, the writing, we don't hear much about the listening. This is Dr. John G. Igwebike. I'm the founder of the Lead Listening Institute, and you're listening to Hush Loudly on WGN.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Hush Loudly. This is your host, Jerry Bingham. Always excited to talk about introverted ways, introverted life, and to talk with introverted people. I'm ready to introduce my latest guest. I'm just going to read a little bit about him. His name is Dr. John Igwebike. As a practicing attorney and seasoned educator, Dr. John G. Igwebike champions the positive power of effective listening. For over 25 years, he has coached individuals and groups within companies, startups, nonprofits, school districts, colleges, and universities to leverage their listening strength to build interpersonal bridges, cultivate human connection, and foster transformational unity. His unique work leveraging listening to cultivate cultures of care has been featured in Purpose, Inspire, Toastmasters International, Career Connections, Healthy Living, National Academic Advising Association, Ignatian Solidarity Network, and Education for Justice. His seminars, presentations, and workshops are designed to introduce participants to the greatest skill rarely taught: effective listening. He is the co-author of the book entitled I Want to Hear You, 22 Tips for Artful Listening Before, During, and After a Conversation, a how-to guide offering dozens of proven techniques to improve one's communication skills through effective listening. He published two children's listening books, I Listen and So Can You, and If I Listen, I Can. John is also the founder and club moderator of the Lead Listening Society, a nonprofit whose members learn, practice, and disseminate techniques of effective listening to positively impact their own lives and the lives of the people around him. He earned his JD from the Indiana University Robert H. McKinney School of Law, PhD from The Ohio State University, Master's degree from The Ohio State University, MBA degree from California State Polytechnic University, and dual baccalaureates from The Ohio State University. He and his wife, Sharon, have three dazzling, darling daughters. You seem to be a slacker, John. All these degrees, you didn't do too well for yourself.
Not too well.
Okay. To see Dr. Igwebike in action, please watch his TED Talk, and we'll talk about that later. It's called Strategies for Active Listening. So, John, welcome to Hush Loudly.
Yes, I receive it.
Awesome. John, are you an introvert?
I am. I most certainly am.
Tell us, how did you know, or did you know for a long time, or how does that introversion sort of manifest?
Well, it manifests numerous ways, and it has been revealed through numerous experiences. But I think the one that's coming to me for your audience is based on my name. I always thought that my name was John, named after the Revelator, or John, the apostle that leaned his head on the Lord's shoulder. At the age of about 10, we had a guest at the home, and the guest asked me the origin of my name. I jumped in and said, oh, I'm named after the apostle that Jesus loved. And my mother jumped in and said, oh, no, he's named after John the Baptist. And that was a revelation for me. I thought, you mean the man who was out in the wilderness and eating grasshoppers and locusts by himself? I don't want to be that person. And lo and behold, the order I've gotten, I've learned that I love solitude. I love quiet.
Yes.
I love libraries.
I love
being out in nature. And that name, and names are powerful, confirmed for me that I am indeed an introvert. And there's some special powers that come with it. And those powers have brought me to where I am today.
Thank you for that. And we're going to jump right into listening. I have to just tell you, as you know, I completed my doctoral degree, and my topic was, I was talking to Black introverted women in higher education leadership positions, and it was about differences not being deficits. And in the research, what came out when I asked each of these women who were college presidents and vice presidents and executive leaders, what was the biggest asset? What was the attribute they think helped them to attain these leadership roles? The number one thing that every person said was their listening skills. I loved that so much, and that is what the research said. And so we are talking to you about the power of listening. And in this bio, and we've talked before, how listening is the greatest skill never taught. I love that so much. Let's get into that.
Yeah, by all means. First of all, congratulations on your doctorate
degree. Thank you. I was not looking for that, but thank you.
Yeah, it's indeed a great accomplishment, and I'm sure it's one that probably honed your listening skills even more. Doing the research, taking the feedback to refine the work, and it is indeed a positive, powerful gift to be able to listen, to be able to get on that journey. One of the reasons that I pursue this work is because I've discovered that I need work in the area of listening. And over again in my life, as I look back, I saw those instances that were telling me, start improving your listening skills. In fact, my entire TED Talk was my journey where I had that aha moment that I really do need to improve my listening skills. And let me share something with you. Listening is not something that snatches the headlines, right? Of the four communication modalities, the speaking, the reading, the writing, right? We don't hear much about the listening. We go to school, we'll take writing classes, we'll take speech classes, we will take reading classes, and we will never take a class that teaches us how to communicate with compassion, empathy, and understanding with another human being. In other words, we could literally graduate from college, right, and never have a lab or a lecture, never have a class or a course, never have a seminar or speech, never have teaching or training that teaches us on effective listening. I went to law school, never had a listening class. I got my PhD like you do. Never had a listening class. MBA, two masters, never had it. And so I'm so glad that I've had opportunities that have presented to me that this is a vital skill and I must be on that journey of improvement. Just want to share with you a quick story, Jerry. I do a lot of listening workshops, as you know. And I remember prior to COVID, what I would do is I would stand out in the door in front of my workshops and shake the hands of every person coming in. And so in this particular instance, there was a long line of employees. It was at a company who were going to do the workshop. And as I was shaking hands, I heard an individual down the way say, "I don't know why they're making us do this listening workshop. I can hear just fine."
What?
Yeah, so
they didn't get it, clearly.
Evidently. And I was there. I used to think the same way. And if you listen to the TED Talk, that's exactly the illumination that I received and the affirmation to continue to do this work.
So listening, as you have shared that you still were growing into it. I mean, because I guess you are an expert listener now. I'm just going to say that. But can listening be taught when you are 27, 37, 47, 57?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, listening is a journey. It's a lifelong process. There's a ear, nose, throat doctor who's the one who did the research that demonstrates that a child can hear inside the womb, can even begin to cultivate the capacity to hear within the womb after 3 months. Dr. Alfred Tomatis, okay, French ENT. Here's what he had the temerity to say. He declared that the brain, Tomatis declared that the brain is actually an extension of the ear. Just get that. He's declaring that our brain is really a second ear, so to speak. Hence, he's saying it is our hearing apparatus that animates the brain, that grows the brain, that strengthens the brain, right? And so if our listening can grow our brains, we can indeed be taught to enhance our listening skills, because as we're enhancing our listening skills, we're enhancing our brain, right? It's not by coincidence that the word ear is right in the middle of the word learn, right? So absolutely, we can learn to listen. Listen like our brain is a muscle. And you have a very advanced audience, so when I throw this word, they'll connect with it. You know, our brains are neuroplastic, right? It's ever growing, ever developing. It can be strengthened. And listening, while we're growing our brain through our listening skills, our brains can also grow our ability to listen. So yeah, it can be taught at 27, 57, 87, 107. Absolutely.
Okay. I just have to share a short story about my mom, who had total hearing loss in one ear. And the other ear, she started losing it, you know, probably in her 50s, 60s, 70s. When we got to her 80s and we were seeing a neurologist because we were seeing some signs of dementia, and the neurologist was saying how, I believe that her hearing or loss of or lack of that continues to decline is also powering this, or kind of the reason why it's adding to her dementia, mm-hmm. and what we were seeing. And that was just mind-boggling to us. But it made sense. Mm. And kind of even what you're saying, what this ENT said. And so if you're not hearing, you're not, probably your brain isn't as stimulated and you aren't learning and growing. I'm making my own sort of analysis here, but very interesting on that.
Okay. That is interesting. Yeah. And I just want to commend you on that connection you made. And then at the same time, I just want to extend my best unto your mom on that journey, and you and your family.
She's gone now, but she's with us here in the studio, but she passed away a few years ago. Mm. But of course, I am blessed and she is here. Mm-hmm. I want to ask, so how, if a person is wanting to become a better listener, let's say me, what should I do?
My goodness, continue to befriend me. As I continue
I'll
to
learn
befriend
from the expert.
You.
Got it.
And let me tell you, I'm learning from you as well. So it's mutual. Well, it begins with the will, right?
Okay.
Having the will set to do it. And also a couple other mindsets. It's about having the heart set to do it, the mindset, the will set, the skill set, the tool set. One thing I've done is I created this society called the Listening Society. Because I believe that if we're going to advance the positive power of listening, we do that in community. Mm-hmm. And so if you go to the LeeListeningInstitute.com, and if you click on the Listening Society, there's an application form that you can click and complete, submit, so you can join the society to be in community with individuals who, too, are on the journey to become better listeners. And we would love to have you, Jerry. We are updating that page, but if you go on there, your listeners will at least see where they can do the application to join.
I'm ready, sir. I'm ready.
I love that.
And even though we've talked about listening being a skill, an attribute that many of us introverts have and hone and use to our advantage, especially in leadership positions, there's always room for more, right? Mm-hmm. So I do think I'm a good listener, but I can be an even better student and continue to grow my listening abilities. So I will look forward to being a part of the Lead Listening Institute.
Yes.
As an introvert, I want to talk about, what is your introvert advantage? So the listening, we know. Mm-hmm. What else? Is there anything else that you think is an introverted sort of attribute or characteristic that has helped you, even with all of this education and what you do now? And is there anything else?
Sure. When you look at the word listen, six letters, L-I-S-T-E-N. If you transpose those letters around, you can come up with about five different words. And I was going to ask you to come up with five of them, but I'm not going to.
I know one. Right. I have to think
and
about
I wonder the one that you would know.
Silent.
There you go.
Yes,
right.
Be quiet. I wish people would just be quiet and listen. You can learn so much if you stop talking for a minute. Okay, but that's the only one I'd have to sit down and really think about it with a piece of paper.
Indeed. I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
One of them relates to what we just discussed about how does one improve their listening by joining an organization, a community of individuals. And so what one of the things I do is I champion trying to enlist individuals into the listening society. So that's one. So in terms of an introvert skill beyond listening, even though it's related, is the gift of silence. In order to speak, we have to be silent, right? You ever heard people talking at the same time? It's hard to hear. We need the silence between the letters and the words in order to make out what a person is sharing. So the gift of silence, taking time to be silent, and even listening to the silence often tells a lot more than what the person is sharing. There's a quote that I live by. I discovered it by a Muslim sage, and the name just flew out of my mind. But he said something that was so interesting. He said that we can measure the quality and the depth of our relationship with an individual, not so much by what they say to us, but the things they do not say to us. That is the deeper measure of the extent of the relationship. In other words, it's the measure of the silence that speaks volumes about your connection. So my other superpower is learning to value silence. And with that, would you like to engage in some silence?
Yes.
Yeah, I brought a singing bowl, and I'm going to be silent. And what I'm going to invite you and your audience to do is just listen to the sound that this bowl makes until it gets silent. I invite you to listen. Here we go. Did you hear the silence?
Yes, and that was a long time to get there. Mm-hmm. It was not. Mm-hmm. I wonder at what point people kind of cut off and people don't hear it all the way to the end.
Exactly.
With impatience, you know, because they're ready to move on to the next thing.
Yes, Time Magazine did a study where they showed that in 2002, the average attention span was about 13 seconds. You probably mm-hmm. came across this research. And then they looked at the study again in 2013. It was down to like 6 seconds. Microsoft updated the study in 2023, and the attention span was less than 3 seconds. And I'm sure that sounding bowl made us sound longer than 3 seconds.
Yes.
How many of us were able to hang in there?
Yes.
And then finally hear the silence.
And our world is so noisy.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see how attention spans are decreasing.
Indeed.
You know, there's so much coming at us, so much stimulation, so much noise, unfortunately. But that is the world we are living in. And that's why we all need to learn to listen, because we all have the ability to listen.
Thank you.
Let's talk about your conference.
Mm.
I attended your conference. Was it last year?
Mm-hmm.
And it was at St. Ignatius College Preparatory, which I have to give a shout out because I am a proud graduate of St. Ignatius.
Ooh.
And so it was wonderful to come back and come back up to the fourth floor. And also your conference was amazing. I really enjoyed. I couldn't stay the whole time, but I got a lot out of the time I was there. Oh, and I also spoke. How am I forgetting that? I was a presenter on the topic of introversion. But let's talk about your conference. Shout out to the Wolfpack. Okay,
that's
let's
right.
talk about your conference, October 25th.
Indeed. October 25th, we will be having our annual Guanacaste. This is the fifth annual.
Wow.
Transformational Listening
okay.
Conference. Yes. And we are so excited about it. The conference continues to grow. Guanacaste is the name, is the ancient Aztec name from the language Nahuatl. And it means for the tree. Listening tree. So Guanacaste means listening tree. The conference is an opportunity to plug into a community of listeners. So just think about this, Jerry. This is a conference by listeners, for listeners, to improve our listening. I say to audiences that at the Guanacaste Transformational Listening Conference, you have the best audience a speaker can have, because these are individuals who are there to do one thing, listen. And so I always tell my speakers such as you, and thank you so much for having spoken last year. You were tremendous. The faculty, the staff, the participants loved your presentation on introversion. It was eye-opening. But this is an opportunity for anyone and everyone who wants to improve their listening skills to come meet national listening experts, participate in listening workshops, listening circles, observe students, high school students, demonstrate how they've been enhancing their listening skills through their workshops, through their presentations, and through the invitations for participation to engage in activities that enhance and buoy our listening skills. So the conference is going to be exciting this year. We're looking forward to having you. Please do come. It's October 25th, Saturday. Starts at 9 a.m. It's free. It's free. And it's free.
And it is at St. Ignatius, 1076 West Roosevelt Road. I still remember the address,
even though
I was there many years ago. And for people who are interested in attending the conference, what do they need to do?
Okay, thank you. You can register for the conference if you go to St. Ignatius's website. Just type listening conference. It'll pop up. Click it. Complete the form. And by the way, it's free. Please do come. And the reason why we make it free is we try to reduce the barriers to ensuring that anyone and everyone who wants to improve their listening skills has that opportunity. I share with audiences, listening does not do whatever you do. If you're a teacher, listening doesn't do your teaching, right? If you are an administrator at a college, it does not do your administration work. But what listening will do is it helps you do what you do better, right? Better teacher, better parent, better administrator, better podcast host, right? Better podcast guest. It helps us do things better.
Well, that sounds amazing, John. And we will try to put information up on the site that directs so that people can go back and register. I will be there on October 25th. I'm looking forward to it. You had some amazing guests last year. Can't wait to see who you're going to have this year. Thank you for our lesson today.
My goodness.
And thank you for giving us your time here on Hush Loudly.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. This has been a great gift to be with you and your listening audience. Thank you for taking the time to listen.
Enjoying Hush Loudly? Please subscribe and rate us on Apple Podcasts and wherever you listen to us. Did you know Hush Loudly has T-shirts? Yep, show the world you're an introvert without saying a word. We also have T-shirts for the extroverts in our lives who need us. Go to hushloudly.com/shop.